big achrayas to disturb the middle of a seder. Everyone is deep in his learning. So we hope that whatever we say will be for an extra chizuk in learning. We're reading these sedras now about Golis Mitzrayim, the Shvera Shibud that they suffered there, Klal Yisrael. And we think, why did Klal Yisrael have to go through this? So we know that it was Gzeira, Bris Ben Avisorim, Avraham Avinu, since he had a tiny, tiny bit of lack of bitochen, he asked Hashem for a sign. Here you have a person 100 years old without any children, and Hashem is telling him, your children are going to Yarshin Eretz Yisrael and this and that. And finally he says, okay, B'me Adaki Rashena, can you give me, Hashem, a sign that I'll know that Taka is going to be like this? And Hashem says, Ki Geri Hebezaracha, you know. That was the Gzeira, that for 400 years, Klal Yisrael are going to be in Mitzrayim. But of course, everything that happens with Klal Yisrael is also, we know, for a tachlis, and for sure for the best. So when we think about it, it says, Hashem created the world, Bishbil HaToira, Bishbil Yisrael, for the sake of Yisrael, for the sake of Torah. And the greatest day of the whole creation of the world was Maimed Har Sinai, Yom Chasunosoi, Yom Simchas Liboy, Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kav Yochel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be the Chasen, and Klal Yisrael are the Kala. And we think, you know, how does a Kala get prepared for a wedding? Shisha Chodashim BeBesamim, BeTamrukei Anoshim. Something, some preparation. Instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us in Golis Mitzrayim for hundreds of years to suffer. So we think, what sort of a hachona is this for this great day of Kabbalah HaTorah? We're going to be the Kala of Kav Yochol. And this is the hachona. We have to be in Shebut Kashe, Bechoymer, Belvenim. What's the hachona here? So special. Maybe we could explain it that as we see in many of the psukim, it says over and over again in these sedras, "V'hotzeisi etchem mitachat siblos Mitzrayim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of the suffering of Egypt, and it says, "V'ta'avdun et ha'elukim al har hazeh." You're going to serve Hashem on this mountain in Kabbalah HaTorah. So what does this mean? It means Yetzias Mitzrayim was not just that we were slaves in Egypt, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take us out, and we're going to be free people. One of the Gedolei Yisrael once says, why was the simen that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave for the Geula Emitis to recognize who is the Goel HaEmes? It says, Ki Pakod Yifkod Elokim Etchem. Yosef told the brothers, Kipakod yifkod elokim eschem. And Hazal says, Siman masav lahem. He gave them a siman to know who's going to be the goel emiti. He's going to come with the same loshen. And Moshe said to them, Pakod pakadati et bnei Israel. So one of the Gedolei Yisrael wants to explain, because over the generations there are going to be many nisyonos and many attempts by false leaderships, you could say false mishichim, who are going to take us away from the tzoros of the Golis. But we have to know that it doesn't mean only we were slaves and now we're going to be free people. That's not cheres. Cheres has to be that we have a Yeshua in Ruchnis as well. It must be begashmis of Ruchnis. If it's just to take off the yoke of being slaves, that's nothing yet. Why? We're still slaves. We're slaves to the Yetzer Hara. We're slaves to all the Olam Hazeh, all the Taivas, all the Moisres. We're slaves. To be really a free man, it can only be through taking on the yoke of Hashem and becoming an Eved Hashem. As Hazal darshan, Ein lecha ben hoirim, ela mi she'oisek betoira. You don't have a free person unless he's a ben toira. A ben toira is free. Why? Because he's free of the yoke of the Yetzer Hara, of all the tivers of this world, all the Olam Hazeh. That's the only true free person. So that's the pshat pakot pakadati. That Moshe didn't just come along and say, we're leaving Egypt, we're not slaves to Paro anymore. Now we're free men. That's nothing. We're not yet free men. We're still slaves to our Yetzer Hara, to all our tivers. To be free can only be if it's pakot pakadati, two Yeshuas. The Yeshua from being slaves to Paro and the Yeshua of taking on Hashem's yoke and being an Eved Hashem, then we can be really free. But if we're not an Eved Hashem, we don't get the second half of the Yeshua, which is to become an Eved Hashem by being a Ben Toira, we're still slaves, we're not free. There's a poem from Yehuda Levi, one of the Rishonim. I mean, he says, Avdei Hazman, Avdei Avadim Hem. Eved Hashem ulevad chofshi. Al ken bevakesh kol enosh chelko, chelki Hashem amra nafshi. He says, those who are slaves to the times, they're influenced by the world around them, are slaves to slaves. Eved Hashem hu levad chofshi. Only someone who is an Eved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the true free man. Al ken bevakesh kol enosh helko. So, when everyone is going to be given freedom of choice to choose what you want to be, helki Hashem amra nafshi. My portion is with Hashem. I take on to be an Eved Hashem. A ben toira, which is the emes of Eved Hashem. That was the whole inyan of Yetziat Mitzrayim, was not just culminating in that we were slaves and we left slavery. We left slavery to become slaves, to become Hashem's slaves, to be slaves to Borei Olam. That was the whole concept. Rotzeti etchem mitachat siblot Mitzrayim, v'ta'avdun et Elokim al ahar hazeh. The tachlis is to serve Hashem on this mountain, to take on his yoke of servitude. That's the true geula of Yetzias Mitzrayim. To take this just one stage further, we could say that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us first to be slaves in Egypt and then took us out to become His servants was in order that we could understand the koiches that we have. People don't realize how much koiches they have. They just don't realize it. I sometimes say that maybe most people go through their lives, maybe using up 15% of their yicholis, of their potential. 15%. They don't realize how much they could be capable of. When we see Gdoile Yisrael like Rabbi Yosher by Chaim Kanievsky, and we think, how could they know so much? How could they learn so much? They should be gesund and have a long life. We think, oh, that must be something special. It's not true. It's all to do with Yegiyas HaTorah. It's all to do with using all your strength and all your koiches for avoidus Hashem. We don't try as much. We don't try enough. That's the problem. Hashem wanted us to first be slaves to Paro and Mitzrayim. Taste what it means to be a slave. Discover your true koiches. Why is it that, lo aleinu, we know that those people who went through the Holocaust and those people who were sent to Siberia, we know how they lived. There are books about it, and I've met people like this. I'm sure there are many people here who've been through those in their lives. They went through that suffering. And they'll tell you how they had to work maybe 18 hours a day like slaves. Heavy manual labor. all this in the freezing cold, without a coat, without proper clothing, with no food. They would be given a little boiled water with some onions or something. No mishpocha. Not a bed to sleep on. Not a pillow under your head. Not a quilt to cover with. Maybe a little bit of straw. Everything was suffering. And people lived. People went through it and they came out alive. That means they have tremendous koiches. Some people say, Lo aleinu, we should never know it. But anyone who's in a eight sora, like in a sakona, like God forbid if there's a fire, people showed amigale from their own koiches, but they never knew how they could run and how they can jump and what they can think and what they can do to save themselves. A person to save himself, to save his life, he'll do anything. He'll go without limits. And he'll be megale from within him, tremendous koiches that he has, which are usually dormant and usually hidden and forgotten about. We don't even know they exist. We would never imagine that these koiches exist. Why? Because we didn't have the reason to bring them out. Of course, we don't wish to ourselves, God forbid ever, that we should be in situations like the Holocaust or Siberia and all these people who had to go through suffering. You know, but through our good rotzen of being B'nai Torah, we should understand that we have tremendous koiches, and that Hashem expects from us the best. He expects from us great things. Each one of us, every one of us can become a Godle Doer. Every one of us can know Gan Shas. Every one of us can be a Poisig. Every one of us has the capability. It's only a question of really investing all your koiches and taking on the yoke of being Eved Hashem with all your might and all your strength, and anyone can grow and become great because Hashem helps and it's guaranteed that it'll happen. But the way we are used to living, and I'm speaking about myself first and foremost, you know, of course we have to sleep on a very comfortable bed. Some people need two pillows. Some people compromise with one. Of course we want to be covered with a very nice blanket, very comfortable. In the morning we wake up, okay, we daven, then we have breakfast, then we go to the first Seder, then we have lunch, then we have the next Seder, then we have, you know, I learned in Gateshead, so they had even tea time. You had to have in England, they had tea, they had tea time. So you have a tea break, then you have, of course, dinner, then, you know, it's all worked out. Of course, when we sit and learn, we want comfortable chairs, we want the right level of the standard of the table. Everything has to be just right. Halavai, we learn a bit. But the emesis, we're not, I mean, we don't, Baruch Hashem, that we have it. We have air conditioning, we have everything. It's all very comfortable. But Hashem expects from us the maximum. So if we don't have to suffer, bidei adonim kashim, suffer, chas v'shalom, like, you know, in those generations when people were made to slave, at least let's take on ourselves the yoke of learning Torah in a serious way and give our best to our learning. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to understand. He put us into Egypt. First, taste what it means to be a slave. Discover yourself. Discover your yicholes. Discover your strength. It's not only your physical strength to be able to work physically for hours now. It's also to discover your mental strength. Discover your koiches, your talents, your capabilities. When you're a slave, so your master is going to make use of you as best you're capable. He'll use you for whatever you can make him profitable for him. And through that, you're megale what you are. But here we are, going through our lives, and not exerting ourselves, not really making an effort, not really taking it as seriously as we should. And the result is that, you know, we come out very middle-of-the-road people. We're not coming to the levels that we could be attaining. And if someone would say, look, you're exaggerating, you're taking it, you know, take it easy, what do you want from us? But Chazal say, Ein ha-Torah miskayemes, ela b'mi she-meimis atzmo elea. Shteta zoi. Ad she-yaki alea chalav she-anak m'shedei imo. Until he will sweat out from his learning the very milk that he drank from his mother. I mean, not this last Shabbos is cholent, and not a week and a month and a year ago, but to go to sweat out the very initial yinika that you had from this world that you what you were built up with as a baby, all that you have to give in avodas Hashem. The tviya is very big. Hazal say a person will say, Matai yagyu ma'asai lidei ma'asai Abraham, Yitzhak ve'Yaakov. When are we going to be like our forefathers? And even though the Bali Musa says, of course, we can't get to those levels, but it means to your peak, just like Abraham got to his peak and Yitzhak got to his peak. We have, each one of us has a peak that we can attain, and we're meant to attain the highest capability that we can. And if we miss, it's a big chesaron. We've not done what we should be doing. That means a person may even have learned a lot and does a lot, but still, if Hashem gave him potential for more, it's a tvi on him. You should have done more. You were capable of more. I gave you the capabilities of doing more. We see this concept of Avdis Hashem in Prashat Mishpatim, after Kabbalah Satera, Ki Tikne Eved Ivri. So Hazal say there, Shesh Shanim Ya'avod, what are we speaking about? Nishinim Kar Beginivosoi, or Macharit Atzmo Lebezdin. And Hazal say, he is to work for 6 years, and then he goes free. Unless he says, Hafti it Ishti, it Banai, it Adoini, Lo, it said, I want to remain a slave. So if he says such a thing, by the way, who is his wife? She's a Shifcha Kenanis. And who are these children? They're Goyim. I mean, they're not Yidden. And this person is saying, Hafti it Ishti, it Banai, it Adoni, he wants to remain a slave. So you have to take him to the doorpost and you have to pierce his ear. And Hazal say the Musa in this action is Ozen Sheshama al Har Sinai, this ear that heard on al Har Sinai, Kili v'nevei Yisrael Avadim, the children of Israel are going to be my slaves. V'halach ze v'kana adon le'atzmo, and this guy goes along and takes a new boss. He takes on a new boss, a new Adon. I'm Idaker. This ear has to be pierced. So I had a question. Why don't we say about all the Tariq mitzvahs? I mean, Behar Sinai, we got all the Tariq we heard. For sure, the Ten Commandments we heard. Pi Hashem. And all the mitzvahs were told to us in Har Sinai. So why don't we say, Ozen Sheshama, V'hayu lecha, V'hayu lecha le'oysa li'adcha, V'toysosos benoinecha, Yidaker. Why not for tefillin, for tzitzis, for all the other mitzvahs? Why dafka by this inyan of haftit adoni v'tishti v'tbanai, so the Torah says this person has to have his ear pierced? Why not for others? Pshat is like this. If a person does an avera, if he's a mevatla mitzvahs esse, if he's oiver and a lot esse, so we say, you know what, he did it l'shem ta'avon, he couldn't control himself, he had whatever. But he didn't become an ois eved. He didn't take off himself the yoke of Hashem. If a person takes on a new odin, a new balabos for himself, he's taking off the yoke of Hashem from him. There can be no partnerships in bailus of a person. Or Hashem is our king, or is our odin. Oh, this guy, this balabos is our odin. If a person is going to sell himself with tzmitis, he wants to remain an eved, he's poirek ol malchus shamayim. By that action, he's taking off himself the yoke of being an eved Hashem. He's an ois eved. He's not an eved anymore. This person, this is the person here, kili b'nei sel avadim. He didn't realize what my tvir is. He thinks my tvir is you can work with the partnership also. You know what? I'll keep mitzvahs. I'll be a frumir, Shabbos, everything I'll do. But I like it with this, I like being a slave for this Adon. There's no en avdus lechatzoin. You can't be an half a eved to Hashem. There's no such thing. If you're not a full eved, completely, it's not acceptable. That's what Hashem wanted. He wanted a complete avdus, and he wanted an avdus that will be through understanding what our capabilities are, how far we can go and what we can achieve. I once heard from an Odin Godel, he explained the pasuk, which says in Sefer Dvarim, lo b'shamayim hi v'lo me'ever le'yam hi. It's speaking about the Torah. It's not in the heavens and it's not on the corners of the earth. Ki karov elecha davar me'od b'ficha b'lvavcha la'asoy soy. It's very close to you, in your heart and your mouth to do it. Sit and learn, that's all. So he asked the question, he said, on the words of Chazal. Chazal say, what's the pshat lo b'shamayim hi? And if it was in the Shamayim, if a Daka was there, we would have to build ladders and go all the way up and bring it down. That's what Chazal say. We'd have to build ladders and go up. I don't know, you know, I mean, what do we think? Where was the Torah? It's not so simple. I mean, according to the Das HaMekubalim, that the Torah is very, very high. If we see in the Nefesh HaChaim, he explains the Torah is billions of light years away. It's not just, you know, we think in the Shivarikim of this Oyla Ma'asiyah, of this low world that we're in. It's way above anything we can imagine. So what do you mean, make ladders and go up? If you have a rocket, it'll take you a million years to get where the Torah is. What are you talking about? Build ladders? How can you build ladders and go? What's the Chazal saying? That if the Torah was Bashamayim, we'd have to build those ladders and go up. So he explained it like we said before, according to this Yisoid. If we know Kihem Chayenu ve'Oirech Yamenu, if we know that the only life, Marbe Torah Marbe Chaim, life is Torah, that's all we have, that's life, 100% life. Anything else is death. And we have to understand that. Hazal say, Harotzi lich yois, yom is atzmoy, ala toira, ala voida. You want to live, kill yourself on your learning. Implies, you know, if you want to die, enjoy life. People say they're living, they're having a good time. People think the outside world are living. Yeah, they're having a good time. Look at them, dancing and sports and whatever, baseball, football, whatever. That's living. Poor yeshiva boy sitting over a Gemara, that's living. That's life. In Israel, they have a saying, the non-religious Jews, they say, Mata Osim Hayim. Osim Hayim. But Chazal don't agree. Chazal say, Rashoim Bechayim Nikreim Mesim. Rashoim, evil people, when they're alive, they're considered dead. Because Torah is life, and the Keshav with the Kosh Baruch Hu is life. But these people have no connection with Hashem in this Torah, they're dead. Vetzadikim b'misosam nikreim chayim. A tzadik, even when he dies, he's alive because he goes to a higher life. The soul lives forever. But these people who made their body the main part of them, that's their existence, that's their life. So what do they have from life? Nothing. They're dead. They're living to die. Just living to die, that's all. There's no tachlis in it. So once someone asked me, but we see we see all the Rashoim jumping and dancing and laughing and having a good time. How can Hazal say they're dead? So I say it is very simple. We have a good proof from the halacha. You know that when you shecht a chicken or a cow, so it's the spirkus. The chicken is jumping up and down and flying and the cow is kicking and all sorts of things. Till slowly, slowly it dies. That's called Pirkus in Halacha. About 60 years ago, the English Parliament wanted to enact a law to forbid Shechita. But some Soyni Israel said, look how cruel it is. Look at the animals, how they suffer. For sometimes 5 or 10 minutes after Shechita, they're still jumping around. It's suffering. They should put a gun to his head and finish it quickly. So there was a Rav in England at the time. He was very scientifically educated. He wrote a thesis, he wrote a whole mimer, scientifically proving that the moment the shechita is already shechted, the behema, the mind and all the veins and all the nerves are disconnected. The moment there's disconnect, it's dead. Pirkus is only like all the electrical energy within the body is moving. So you have all this crazy movement, but the behema is dead, and it doesn't even feel anything. So I said, this is Rashoim Bechayim Nikri Mesim. You see them jumping and playing and running. It's like a behema after Shechita. Of course it's jumping, but it's dead. Halachically, it's not alive. Living is something else. We have to understand that living is something else. So this Rav answered, if we knew that Torah is real life, if we know that and understand that, we'll do anything for Torah. So if Hashem didn't bring the Torah down, He left it up. So we'll build those ladders and we'll go. How are we going to make it? We don't know, but we're going to build. We're going to go. We'll do everything. To save ourselves, we'll do anything. That's the pshat. It doesn't make sense how we're going to make it. We're going to do it anyway. That's how far it has to go. And he explained according to this, we have in the Haggadah, we say, Ilu hivi otanu lifnei har Sinai velo nasan lanu et ha-toira dayenu. So that doesn't make sense. All the batim, you know, one each tetch is a tosefes. But here, he says, if he brought us to Har Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, dayeni. What's the pshat? I mean, what's the toelis in just coming that we didn't go for a picnic or for, you know, for a, how you say, I didn't take a tourist visit to Har Sinai. What's the pshat? If he brought us to Har Sinai and didn't give us the Torah, that's enough. The pshat is that's enough because if Hashem didn't bring the Torah down, we would have gone up. We would have built those ladders and gone up because we know kihem hayenu v'orechimenu. That's what we have to understand. And just end up, suddenly very shortly, I know it's a serious thing we're saying. In last week's Sedra, it says about Bas Paroi, V'na'aroteha holchot al yad hayor. Holchot al yad hayor. Rashi says, holchos lamut. Very strange. He brings Hazal. Holchos lamut. Why? Her maid servants are walking on the river banks. Hazal say, holchot lamut. Wherever we see the word holchos, hoylech, means misa. Esav, what did he say? V'anuchi holech lamut. The Mishnah in Ovah says, Me'ayin ataba, v'ulan ata hoylech, lemkom rima afar v'toleah. Halicha is halicha lamut. So we can understand that's the pshat, im bihukotai telechu. Hazal say, what's the pshat im bihukotai telechu? It means shetu amelim b'teira. Okay, but why didn't it say im tu amelim b'torati? If you be amelim, why does it say telechu? Because Hazal are teaching us this concept that a person has to kill himself to learn. It's not, I don't mean it literally, please. No one should take it literally. But means you have to give 100% of yourself to your learning. And that's chaim, that's living. Im b'hukotai telechu, I want the maximum learning, I want Ad yomus aleh, to give your life over it. Telechu means holech anuchi holech lamut. That's the type of learning that is going to make a person that God will be Israel. That's the type of learning is going to build up a person to make use of all his talents, to make use of all his koiches, to become a God will be Israel. So you know the saying is, people say, "I'm dying for this, I'm dying for that, I'm dying to live, I'm dying to live." Taka, we have to know that. We can make a chakira. It's a bit of a lomdashe chakira. What does it mean, a person dying? When does a person die? So people say, what do you mean die? He lives for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 80, 90 years old, 100 years old. Then he dies. One day he dies. That's not the pshat. The pshat is, ki yom hamavet, mi yom hivaldo. The moment you're born, you're dying. Every second of life is that you live is 1 second gone, and 1 second you're closer to where you're ending up. So really, dying is something that takes place every minute. So when Hazal say, Ad shiyomus aleha, meaning, look, anyway you're a dyer, anyway you're dying, every minute of life, that your life is going, is gone, part of you is gone. If anyway you're dying, give it to Torah. Give that energy, give those koiches, give your brains, give your talents, give everything you have for Torah, give your life for the right things. Invest yourself in the right place. Darve Nachal is one of the greatest darshonim. It says in Prashas Vayakhel, every moment of our life, we're giving out energies, spiritual energies, mental energies, koiches of our body. We're giving out because we're living. We're using our mind. We're talking. We're seeing. We're hearing. We're doing. Whatever that's giving off energies. Part of us is leaving us. Where is it going? He said, if you invest it in Torah and avoid it, it goes up. That's your Gan Eden. If you put it into football, into, tulim, all sorts of wasting of time, it's gone. It's been wasted. Part of you has been invested in something which is unnecessary. So a person must really think, it's sometimes din in nefashos, when he has to make a decision what to do with his time, with his capabilities, with his life, with his energies, to put it in the right, invest it in the right place, to really work on making sure that his investment is going to be lenetzach, something which is going to be forever, and something which is nachat ruach leyotzro, and not just b'shachay pahi and all sorts of wasted time. Of course, every bocha needs a little bit of recreation, needs a little bit of holiday period. We understand that. That we need it. That's also avodas Hashem. But beyond what is necessary, a person must know life is serious and we're here for a mission, and Hashem expects from us the absolute. And this was the whole concept of Golus Mitzrayim. To know, to gauge our capabilities, to know what it means to be a slave. Now that you're a slave there, v'hotziti etchem etachas siblot Mitzrayim, the might be on you becoming my slave. Now you know what I want from you. What you could do for Paro, I want you now to do for me, out of love, out of simcha, that you're Eved Hashem.